So we're only talking about Christina Aguilera because my wife played Genie in a Bottle in the car. And I was like, shit, I guess that's a sign from God that we have to talk about Christina Aguilera. We're back. Wow. Hi, Catherine. It's been a while. Catherine, how are you?
Great. It's been so long.
It's
Tell me
been a
all about
hot
your life. Catch me up, Jason.
minute. So we just came back from our trip. You know, it was a lot of fun. It was a lot of fun, you know, like
Jason got wasted.
I got fucking trashed, dude. What the fuck? What was I doing in that bathroom, dude?
What were you doing in that bathroom?
I don't know, man.
Don't worry, guys. I got recordings. I will be posting
I
them on
just remember having way too many people help me upstairs. It was just nuts, man. And oh, and that fight that broke out. Holy
Oh, that
hell.
fight?
Dude, that fight, dude, it was fucking
Yeah,
nuts. I
I was
can't.
in it.
Dude, I yeah, dude, like
Okay. Yeah.
yeah, you and Hannah were like throwing hands. This shit was crazy. Like
Yeah, well, it was crazy.
you know how crazy it is to see like two white girls fight? Like it's just crazy. It's absolutely wild. Like I don't know what they were arguing about, but we were inside chilling and I just hear Catherine like yell. Like I've rarely seen I've seen Catherine be angry, but like
It was my battle cry.
annoyed customer angry.
Yeah,
Like I've
it
never,
was a battle cry. Yeah.
yeah. Little tiny Karen right there. And I was like, wow, like
She
I
does work in retail, so just wanna
that's
make
true. That's
sure
true.
she was really up for it,
Yeah, I did not expect you to bring the Karen energy. So also a fun fact, everybody, Catherine owes me a security deposit, by the way, because kind of made a mess.
No, I don't.
Yeah, you do. It totally happened. It totally happened. I still
Jason lost his own security deposit. It was the
it.
tequila.
What's annoying, Catherine, this week, dude? What is on your mind?
Joint pain.
I literally thought you were gonna say joint custody. I was like, what?
No.
What the fuck, Catherine? What haven't you told me? Oh my God.
Just joint pain, you know? Just happen. You'll know too when you get old, Jason.
Oh, fuck off, Catherine. God damn you, dude. All right, boys. All right, girls. All right, NBs. We are segueing hard, hard, hard. All right, drum roll. Insert a drum roll, Catherine. We are finally talking about the 2000s.
We've been waiting so long.
We've been waiting so long to talk about the 2000s. It's been so long. The dream is here. The dream has arrived. We are finally talking about the queen herself, the woman that we stan at times, the woman that has freed herself from the shackles from a lot of the pop industry and has really come into her own over the course of her career, Christina Aguilera. She's really come into her own as a celebrity, as a judge on The Voice. You know, it what do we have to say about Christina Aguilera? Amazing voice.
The two things that I think of when I think of Christina Aguilera are Jessica Simpson referring to her as a small mousy girl
Yeah,
in her
she's
book.
really short, right?
Yeah, and then I think of burlesque.
Burlesque,
Yeah.
classic movie, dude.
And those are the two first
Classic.
things I think of when I think of Christina Aguilera, because that's me.
I think about Genie in a Bottle, and I
Yes.
think about her voice itself. Like she always like overdoes it.
Isn't it her? There's a clip of her doing like a Christmas song, and it's just like, oh, like the entire like
I've got
overkill.
God damn it, dude. I've got to
Yeah.
find it. I know exactly what you're talking about. Let's
I'm
talk
pretty sure
about
we've played it on the podcast before.
100%. Let's play it again. Let's talk about our first exposure to Christina. I know mine was Genie in a Bottle. 100%.
Yeah, I think it was probably that for me too.
Yeah, Genie in a Bottle. I just remember that being in top five rotation on TRL. Other music video. I'm sorry, I was trying to find the clip. Other music video shows, but it was just like constant, and it was such a hype song, dude. Like,
what? It still is.
It still is like high key though. When I was playing Smash the other night, I started playing Genie in a Bottle. Killed it, dude.
There's this one TikTok that exists, and it's one of my favorite TikToks on this planet. But it's two women going, I hear Low Rise is back, and Genie in a Bottle is playing, and they start dancing, and they have low rise jeans, and they're
dude, coming, like, oh my god, no. And I'm like,
oh. So they're like just doing, and they're just like wait swaying, and I'm like, oh my god, I love this.
It is so bad, dude. Hold on, is I gotta find it. Is this the clip? That first one.
I think so, yeah.
Oh, fuck. Hold on. All right, boys.
Boys? Who are you talking to?
Hold on.
There is only one boy here, and he's the dog sitting next to me asking for
help. Hold on. I gotta fucking find the moment.
Big boy, do you want to hop up? Oh, he's going. Oh, that's the wrong place. Where are you going?
She has such an insane voice. Like,
where are you going in your crate? Isn't that what I said? You misunderstand.
What's crazy is like that's her voice is stunning.
Yeah, it is.
And like to have like this insane voice in such a small person, and it just blows up everywhere.
If I had that voice, I too would do that. Like I would also be really annoyed. Like I'd go to the grocery store and be like, "Do you take Apple Pay?" You know?
You're literally insufferable, even in theory. Even in the hypothetical, you're still insufferable. Jesus Christ, Catherine. People are just trying to buy their fucking groceries, and you're like, God damn it, dude.
I think literally. It'd be fun.
Even in that world. She was a Mickey Mouse Club alumni, mm-hmm. along with Brittany, Justin, Ryan Gosling. Shout out.
So Jessica Simpson met her.
Ryan Gosling, big fan of the show, by the way. Big fan. Humongous fan. I'm speaking it into the world, and someone's gonna tell us and confirm. Yes, he is a big fan of the show.
Okay,
so imagine if we got Ryan Gosling on the show, dude. I wouldn't ask him a single question about movies. I would literally ask him, "Do you have a secret pop album that you never released, and where is it?"
Well, doesn't he have a band?
I think so. I think he's part of a band. He has a pretty okay voice. He can dance though. But yes, Genie in a Bottle. She was a teen pop craze. So to me, it was her and Britney. And I think Dead at the Man's time, Bones. Huh?
Dead Man's Bones.
Dead Man's Bones. That's what
the
it
group
is.
He's in.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, like I think Christina Aguilera, I could kind of compare to Whitney Houston a bit in terms of voice. I think, and even like Mariah Carey voice. I think they were like on par with like just immense voices that they have had, whichever or her first album is certified 8 times platinum and has moved over 17 million copies around the world since 2010. I'm sure it's more by now, but it's like What a Girl Wants, I Turn to You. It's like that was such an explosive first album, dude.
Yeah, it's true.
You know, and it also helps with the fact that this came with a teen pop craze with mm-hmm. Britney, NSYNC, Jessica Simpson, Mandy Moore. Like people were just so into
it. Was the time for it.
It was the perfect time. The ingredients were there. It was just a perfect explosion, and it was beautiful. It was an amazing time to be alive, to get all this music thrown into you. Mm-hmm. She even had her two following albums were a Christmas album, which we've talked about on our Christmas episode, and a Spanish album, because Christina Aguilera is Venezuelan.
Yeah.
Yeah. We as a culture have to remind ourselves that sometimes too. She has sung in Spanish. She sounds really fucking good. She did win a Latin Grammy.
Ooh.
Wilds, right?
I didn't know that.
It's fucking crazy. She won a Latin Grammy. Yeah, it's kind of wild. Mi Reflejo, that's what it's called. Yeah, there's a lot of decent songs on it. I think nobody remembers the Spanish stuff, and I think that might be why she quit doing them, because I feel like it just didn't resonate enough in the Latin market, in my opinion. Because when you talk about Christina Aguilera, you don't ever mention her Spanish music. You talk about all the big hits, you know, and yeah. then we talk about Burlesque, obviously.
Oh yeah,
Christmas Burlesque. Yeah, brother. Cher. I wish we were talking about the 60s, because then we were. Well, if anything, we should do an episode on Cher. Cher is like.
What was she up to in the 2000s?
What a god tier. She was making like techno music. She was doing like house music and shit. She was like into the pop craze, but like with her spin on it. Then we could talk about. All right, let's talk about the big shifts in Christina from teen bop idol to hot adult teen bop idol when she released the album Stripped, and it was just her and the album cover like half naked, basically blows everybody's minds.
Yeah,
because she is our favorite word, antithesis, I think, to Britney, in that Britney was always seen as like Americana,
mm-hmm.
and like sweet and kind of a quote unquote like slutty girl at times.
America's sweetheart.
Christina could break through that barrier and just go full dirty.
Mm-hmm.
And we could talk about the song Dirty as well with two R's.
Hell yeah.
Dirty. Hell yeah. Mud wrestling, brother. Let's fucking go. Dirty. Beautiful. Fighter. Such a good fucking song. Literally reading it, I was like, oh my God, this is good.
I never realized you were such a Christina Aguilera fan.
I am. That's why we never talked about it. I'm a massive fan, dude. Because like her music was literally like, as with a lot of the music and the bands we talk about, this was everywhere. And so it was just injected into your veins at all times. And it was always good. Yeah. Like I can't say that Christina Aguilera is bad. There were some songs that never hit, you know what I mean? But her talent herself hit every single fucking time.
Yeah.
You know. And I think it just comes down to having the right team behind you, having the right writers, even yourself, being able to dance. And it really, I don't think Christina is anything without her voice. If her voice was a little different or not as powerful, she wouldn't be who she is right now. Or even then, oh, yeah. I don't think it would have happened.
Well, because that was what Jessica Simpson talked about in the book, is how she like looked extremely unimpressive and she was very shy and blah, blah, blah. But then mm-hmm. her voice was insane. And like, that's what.
Correct.
That's what like made her.
That's what carries you.
She's this tiny girl with this huge voice.
Yeah. Mandy Moore had talked about that too. And how like during that time when she was coming up, they wanted to roll her out as like another Britney. But then when she tried to dance, she was like, I can't. There's no choreography in me. I can sing.
Yeah.
And so that's like all she, like that's relatable. All she could really do. You like, you don't have to dance and sing at the same time. There's some people who can and want to, and some people don't, you know what I mean? Like you don't have to do all that.
Right.
Because your voice ultimately carries you. And that's what people hear for the most part, you know? Yeah. I mean, she won Grammys for Beautiful. She got a VMA. Q Award. She won a Juno Award for Fighter. Fighter is such a good song, man. That's a hype song. How do I find these Christina Aguilera albums on vinyl, dude? How do I own these? It's a must.
Sure, it exists, right?
Like, yeah, it has sure. to, right? Imagine Genie in a Bottle playing on my player right God, there.
That sounds amazing.
I'd be fucking hype. That'd be extremely hype.
So at your birthday, we're going to be playing Christina Aguilera, right?
The whole time, dude.
Just like the Spotify playlist, this is Christina Aguilera.
Look, dude, the entire fucking time I'm there, man. The entire time. Oh, apparently there's a pink vinyl on eBay, ooh. And they're selling it for $69.98.
Worth it.
It is. It's pink. It's hot pink. It's the Urban Outfitters pressing. Ugh.
And the price is $69. That's a sign.
That's a. I did find a picture disc, but it's $22.34, which is uh-huh. way better.
Yeah.
Way better.
But hot, but pink.
So what's your favorite Christina Aguilera songs or like your number one favorite, if you have one?
Probably Genie in a Bottle.
Genie in a Bottle. Mm-hmm. I like Beautiful a lot. I know that got heavy play all the fucking time.
Yeah.
You know.
Apparently that was an LGBTQ anthem.
Yeah, this was a so this album. This album Stripped is a massive anthem and really an empowering album for mm-hmm. women and the LGBTQ. This was literally empowering yourself, embracing who you are, your femininity, your vulnerability, and your sexuality.
Right.
This is what this album really represented. And I think that we as our generation, especially with people that we know, people that exist in our generation who are gay or are struggling or have struggled with like just personal issues throughout the time, that we were given these pop stars that noticed the issues that were happening to their fans and the messages that they were giving and seeing how it was being received.
Right.
And knowing that it was almost like they had to make this music to almost liberate us.
Right.
From like the constraints of the bullshit. And this is a great example. Like, she's one of those pioneers of that.
Well, apparently Smash Mouth did the song All Star because they were hearing
what a about segue.
Fans who like were really struggling. And so they're like, here, this is for you. And that's why they made All Star.
Let's go. Smash Mouth, Anti-Maskers. Anti-Maskers, by the way. Oh,
God.
Let's fucking go, dude. Oh, my fucking God, yeah. So that's kind of how I see it. And she was Fox News. I remember this very vividly. Christina Aguilera was always given a lot of shit in conservative media. And just parents are just like, you know, she's all trashy now and she's not a good role model. Just because she fucking mud wrestled in a bikini, okay? In a song that you like listening to.
I think that makes her a great role model.
I think that makes her fearless.
True.
She's not afraid to get dirty. Like,
well, not just she's not afraid to get dirty, but she's not afraid to get dirty when she's a public figure and like everyone will be talking about her about that.
100%.
Like, I think that takes more fearlessness than the actual mud wrestling.
I also think that like in contrast to Britney, who like when she wanted to do stuff like that, it was always heavily criticized. And I think Christina like wasn't as heavily criticized as she was because she wasn't America's sweetheart
on her versus
yeah. Yeah. And she could break through that and make it so much easier for her with almost less criticism than what Britney got if she were to do that.
I think it helped a little bit that Christina Aguilera also like kind of right away, you know, like you said, did Stripped. And
mm-hmm.
so kind of it was original Juarez. Like she started off that way. So it kind of set the precedent in a way.
Correct.
Mm-hmm. Versus like Britney's like you said, like Americana. You know,
mm-hmm. I'm going to trigger you right now. I'm going to kind of skip ahead and I want to mention the album Bionic. Do you remember that album?
I remember songs on it, but I'm blanking right now.
Oh my God. This came out senior year and I was just like, Bionic. This is wild. Apparently Sia co-wrote and vocally produced a few of the songs, which it makes so much sense. This was a pretty good ass album, Bionic, if I do say so myself. You know, because like it was during the 2010s when everything was kind of like electronic and it was kind of like blending into hip hop way more. It was less pop and definitely more electronic pop. And so this was that album for her. So it was just like overly produced as fuck, but it's like so many bangers. So many fucking bangers, Mike. Even like Nicki Minaj was on the album and Peaches was on the fucking album, by the way.
I did not know that.
Peaches, dude. That's so sick. That's so fucking sick. I love Peaches.
That's true. What about her Christmas album? Thoughts on her Christmas album?
Christina Aguilera's Christmas album? Solid.
Yeah.
Solid, solid. I think she definitely does do a lot, as we all know.
As far as Christmas albums go, yeah.
Top tier. Top tier, dude.
Just one that's hard to sing along to.
Yeah, and also always is being played in a mall during holidays. Always played in a mall.
Well, to be fair, I feel like that's the purpose of Christmas albums is for mall playing. Like, I don't think a lot of people just listen to a Christmas album for fun.
Yeah.
You know, correct. Like, I feel like it's usually that you'll pick your favorite version of each song, but you don't mm-hmm. just be like, you know what I want to listen to right now? Christina Aguilera's Christmas album.
Yeah, that is a hard one to sell to anybody. Because it's hard to be like, hey, I want to listen to some Christmas music right now. And it's just like, holy fucking shit.
Like, you ever actively go and listen to Michael Bublé?
No. No.
But do you hear him all the time at malls?
Yeah. Yeah. I think he's found his market, though. He knows.
What's his... Oh, yeah, of mall music?
I guess, yeah. I do want to say that the soundtrack to Burlesque is an amazing soundtrack.
Oh, 100%.
It is. I think that's really why I got so
into Burlesque when I first saw it, was because the soundtrack just slaps. And if a soundtrack slaps, I will like something just for that.
When's the sequel? When's the sequel? That's what I want to know, man.
I would like to know.
That's what I want to fucking know.
I want a sequel.
Oh God.
I'd fuck with the sequel.
It would be wild, wouldn't it? It would just be an insane. It would be like a 2-hour, like, craziness. I couldn't even think of a fucking sentence. I'm so tired. I'm so hungry. I couldn't find an analogy. I searched far and wide.
You're doing great.
In my mind, we're powering through. But yeah, I think like Christina is just like one of those talents that, like, I think when we're older and when she eventually would have to pass away, like, you know, it's going to be insane, like, to have lived through that voice. She's like top 5, top 10 vocalist for me of all time.
I can agree with that. Yeah.
Her voice is insane. And I think it hasn't even lost. Her voice has like remained the same. And if anything, it's just gotten louder over the years. Yeah. It's gotten stronger.
What kind of stuff she does to like take care of her vocal cords?
Probably a lot of tea,
you know what I mean?
A lot, yeah, of water, stays hydrated. I'm sure she does a lot of vocal exercises to keep her voice in check. I'm pretty sure like it's kind of, I kind of wish she would attempt to do Spanish music again, because I would love to see that aspect of her come out again. I think she could do it and like not lose anything. She could collaborate with J-Lo, because J-Lo still every now and then makes music in Spanish.
Yeah.
And it bangs, by the way. It fucking slaps every single time, dude. Like, it's kind of fucking awesome. I really need to buy this Aguilera vinyl, like, real fast. I gotta buy this shit. But yeah, I know this is kind of a short and sweetened episode. When you say, Catherine?
Yes.
Look, Christina, there is a dog. So if you're not looking at this, Christina, there's a dog. The dog has knocked over the mic, dude.
I thought he would step behind me, not on top of me.
Featuring Christina Aguilera, featuring dog.
Yes.
Doge.
You have things to say about Christina Aguilera.
What did you think about Christina, dog?
What did you think about Christina Aguilera, Bo? He just walked to his crate, so
he just walked his way. All right, I guess he's a big fan.
Yeah, I think he's hungry. I think that's his final statement.
His final statement, fucking perfect. Yeah, Christina, a whirlwind of an artist, timeless. And also, I briefly talked about this off air about being a body positive person, mm-hmm. And you know, eventually we do get older, we do get a little larger, I would say. And I think there was a point in time, maybe in the past, like a few years ago, where she was being critiqued on her body a lot when she first became a judge on like The Voice. And, you know, she kind of began to do less choreography and more singing. And a lot of that came out and it was just kind of stupid. It's just very dumb to talk about, because you know, human bodies are not meant to be ripped until we die.
Yeah.
Like, we're gonna slow down a bit. Our body's gonna slow down. And I think I'm glad, like, she is very much an artist that has been incredibly fearless and doesn't care what anyone says throughout every chapter of her career. Mm-hmm. Like, she's gone from being hella thin to crazy low-waist, low-rise jeans.
Yeah.
You know, to having wild hair dye, hair extensions and shit in her hair. Remember that time? Remember that crazy time? Yeah. Just crazy hair. Hell yeah. The dirty blonde.
Mm-hmm.
Wild. And it's like the chunky, blonde highlights. Like that took a lot of fearless grit to be able to pull that off in a public eye.
Yeah.
But I just want to commend her for that because I think she's an inspiration for a lot of people that struggle with their bodies.
Yeah, for
sure. She literally came out with a song called Your Body. You know, so it's like it's a lot of personal shit that she overcame, but I think her voice and her talent just like blow all that shit away.
Yeah.
You know, she's very much in hell of an inspiration. You know. Genie in a Bottle is like the best fucking song ever, by the way.
Now we just need to do some music in Spanish.
Yeah. I would love to see her give that another shot. I think she would knock it out of the park. I think there's a lot of people in Latin music that would love to do a song with her. I think she needs partner to collaborate with, and she'll knock a big hit out of the park. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I'm
sending you a TikTok.
Thank you. I forgot to talk about this during news, but I don't know if you follow Shakira on Twitter.
I do not know. I don't follow many people on Twitter.
Okay, cool. So she posted a blurry image. It was like three colors or four colors, I don't remember. But it was like three colors that were blurred. And it looked like the lesbian pride flag. And people were like, yo, what? But people would think it's like, it's just her new album.
Yeah.
But we were just like, yeah, what is going on here?
I think not.
So there's something very disgusting about low-rise jeans. That they are just so unflattering.
Yeah.
To anybody. It doesn't matter what you look like.
Oh, yeah.
They are awful to your body.
You can have like a perfectly flat, thin body with abs, and like low-rise jeans still, like, they're not flattering. Like, it's just not, it's not a good look.
It's hideous, dude. Cause like it makes your ass look awful. It literally cuts your ass in half.
Yep. I'm very pro high rise jeans.
High rise, baby.
Yeah. Pro.
Let's go.
I wear mid rise and I'm like, need it higher.
Catherine right now, his jeans are just up to her mouth.
I don't want my belly button out. What am I, a whore?
And on that note, fuck, hold on, we can't end yet. I gotta find a topic. I have a list. Shit, I know exactly what we can talk about. All right, you ready? You ready for this?
Yeah.
Ready for this? This is all on you, by the way. This is a big one.
Shit.
Are you ready? You ready?
Why do you keep us giving me assignments?
All right. So we're ending on the note that Catherine was just like, "What am I, a whore?" The next episode we talk about is Big Time Rush.
Oh, good God.
Are we talking about Big Time Rush?
If you think I'm not going to go binge the entire show.
Oh, my God. So there's an explanation for this. Okay. So before, I've had the show for a long time. So it's just at this point, just gone. It's just like, I would put too much deodorant. I use a totally different deodorant. Then I switched to a cleaner deodorant now, but it's like too late. And this shirt is old as fuck. So, yeah, I'm literally like the armpit commercials, dirty circles under your arm. Not attractive when you're going out, man. You try Dove for Men. You know, I'm that guy. Okay, next week we talk about Big Time Rush. All right. Very dope. Thank you for making us top 10.
Yeah.
Ew. Top 10. Patreon.com/ Let's Talk About the 2000s.
Tell us your thoughts.
Tell us your thoughts.
Podcasts.
Yeah. Rate us, dude. Tell your friends. Tell your dad. You better tell your fucking dad.
Dads love us. It's a fact.
Dads love us. We talk about dad rock. Tell them we're big Steely Dan fans. Tell them that. We're Dan fans. We're big Dan fans, okay?
Oh, you know we haven't done an episode on?
What?
Nickelback.
All right. Show's over. Bye, guys.